Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Kale and Company, as we continue with Greg Stocker's never-ending Tuesday cut sheet, just 6 minutes out.
By the way, 9:04 right now. Everybody, wait, hang on.
What?
Stop what you're doing.
What?
We did.
Everybody go over to YouTube right now. YouTube.com/@1210WPHD. Hit the like and subscribe buttons while you're there, because coming up in exactly 6 minutes, as Nick just said, Fight Club. Fight Club, brought to you by Tri-County Auto Group. But make sure you go over to YouTube right now, youtube.com/@1210WPHD, to see a fight at a Texas Roadhouse. Oh, yeah, Texas Roadhouse.
I love Roadhouse.
Oh, this is a good one. This is a goodie. youtube.com/@1210WPHD. Get there now. By the way, the never-ending cut sheet, the 9 o'clock hour portion of it, sponsored by Staples. How many times have we all said, well, that was easy? Well, the Staples easy button is back. And it's got us saying it again for custom prints, shipping services, even passport photos, plus quality products delivered next day to over 98% of the United States. Staples, that was easy. Okay.
By the way, how do we feel about the busted peanut shells on the floor everywhere at Roadhouse?
It's
Are
gross.
We fans of that?
It's gross. I'm not a Texas Roadhouse guy. You can get some quality steaks other places.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
But, yeah. Let's do the Fetterman stuff that we haven't gotten to. Dawn referenced this earlier. Fetterman lashes out at the media, local media here. I think it was the Inquirer, right?
Yes,
after the paper smeared him and called out his quote erratic behavior.
Boy, the paper that propped him up 3 years ago now smearing him.
Ain't that something? This is 36, Phil.
Uh huh. Don't fall. Stay on board. Stay with the program, or we will come for you.
Yep.
The Philadelphia Inquirer had a piece this weekend, not questioning your ability, Senator Fetterman, to do the job, but your desire or willingness to do it. I covered your campaign. I saw how hard you fought to win this position. How do you answer these calls by the Philadelphia Inquirer for you to be more engaged in showing up to represent your constituents in Pennsylvania and questioning whether you have the desire to continue doing so?
He and people recognize the smear in this process of this. Now, I've spent two days in Cambridge, you know, one of the most very liberal and progressive areas, and it's been all uniform positive reaction just walking around, too. I think the vast majority of people realize that was just part of a smear, and now the people that already didn't, you know, care for me might have even been at the Philadelphia Inquirer, that clearly has never really done. So that's where I'm at right now, having this conversation, and then we're going to both end up in D.C. and vote, and we're going to talk about the big, beautiful bill, and he'll probably work one way, and I'll work a different way. I'm working together, and I haven't missed any of those important votes, and fighting for wins for Pennsylvania, just like the U.S. steel workers are proudly standing and unapologetically standing with Israel. And I refuse to ever shut our government down. And when we have that opportunity in September to do that, I will still be there. And I'll take the beating because that's, I think, what defines leadership.
So, Senator McCormick, I'll give you the final word on this.
Well, listen, I didn't know what to expect when I was elected. I went, you know, Senator Fetterman had campaigned a bit against me, but we sat down and we've forged something which I think is great. The same people that elected me elected him for the most part. We've got a lot of overlap. We both care deeply about Pennsylvania.
So there you go. I actually had a good little session yesterday. I was listening to Rich when I was on the treadmill, and he had it was actually clipped from the station on X. Is Fetterman's sudden shift to the center authentic or calculated? I would say it's calculated, but I still wouldn't even say it's a shift to the center. He's pro-Republican policy-wise on like three issues, one of which is Israel. So I don't think anybody's ever going to consider him a centrist or even a moderate Democrat. He is very much liberal, borderline progressive on some things, but it's just so obvious to me. I think It's one of these things where I think Republicans look at him and like, dude, you make sense on a couple of things, which in reality, in this tribalistic world that we live in, I know it seems rare, but back when it wasn't so tribal, this was common, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there'd be times where on 10 issues, Republicans and Democrats might agree on 2 or 3 or 4 out of the 10 or the 12. And now it's like Fetterman's still 9 for 12 when it comes to progressivism. But the Inquirer's like, hey, you're dead to us, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
One more from Fetterman, 15 here. He bashed his own party over its mishandling of the border, calling it unacceptable and chaos. Cut 15, Phil.
A lot. I mean, there was that joker, that quote. It's like, hey, now after a couple billions, that might matter sometime. And now we're talking $37 trillion. And now that's a significant danger for our nation's future, honestly, as well. But if I had to find something in that, the big, beautiful bill, that I could support that, and that's a mistake that our party made, and that's the border. I absolutely support those kinds of investment to make our border security as well now, too. Our party, that's when I've lost some support in my party, that I thought the border was really important. And our party did not handle the border appropriately. Look at the numbers. 267,000, 300,000 people showing up at our border. And, you know, we can all agree that's roughly the size of Pittsburgh. Now, that's unacceptable, and that's a national security issue, and that's chaos. So a secure border, being very pro-immigration, that's, as I am as a Democrat, it's like trying to think two things must be true, and that sometimes that's put me at the odds of my party and my base to assume that I've changed my values, and that's never changed.
Yeah, I'm not sure I believe him on the border as far as the disdain, because he gave numbers, so I'll give numbers as well. The math, according to many experts, is that the Democrats believe 75% to 80% of illegals that come through the border will eventually vote Democrat. That's why they're doing it. So I think Fetterman can talk a good game on the border, but I think he's aware that that sets up well for him as well as other Democrats in future elections, because we're seeing how difficult it is to deport these people. This was all about bringing in new voters to your base.
Yeah.
So I'm going to call BS on Fetterman on that one.
All right.
But we have to point out, though, he's not that far left cray cray that says, oh, no, it's perfectly fine that all of these millions of people just were allowed to come in unvetted, which is insane.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember,
so at least he says that.
Well, look at the way he votes.
Yeah.
I mean, the women, the women in men and women sports. I mean, you know,
that's true.
He's just on the wrong side of voting these issues. He can say whatever he wants.
I don't know how you can be on the right side with Israel and then the wrong side with dudes and women's sports. That's a weird get one right, get one wrong combo.
But isn't it weird that people just go, oh, well, he's not, because the rest of his party is so
they're out the lunch.
Left.
They're gone.
You know what I mean? That he looks like, you know, Uncle Fester looks normal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, 9:10.
Kale and Company Fight Club.
You're looking for a fight.
I am looking for a fight.
Fights will go on as long as they have to.
We know fights equal ratings.
You got knocked the f*** out, man.
Today, Fight Club on this Tuesday, sponsored by Tri-County Auto Group. Three locations, one priority, you. Visit tricounty.com, tricounty.com. Visit them now. Thank you, Tri-County Auto Group, for sponsoring the most popular segment of the morning show right now, Fight Club. This fight was submitted by Mike Braun and Patty FM on Twitter.
Oh, Mike Braun. Yeah. Big time tweeter. I love Mike Braun.
So these two submitted the same one, so I give you guys full credit. This is a Texas Roadhouse in Ocala, Florida. Texas Roadhouse in Ocala, Florida, where a fight broke out because it's a Texas Roadhouse in Ocala, Florida. YouTube.com/at1210WPHD. Get on over there right now to witness this fight. YouTube.com/at1210WPHD. Get there. Hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button. All right, Phil, roll today's fight. Oh, down.
That's my cinnamon butter.
Oh, boy. Oh, look at it.
The hair.
Oh, the weave comes off. The weave comes off.
That basket of rolls is mine. Get your hands off the ribeye.
Always love when the weave comes off.
Yeah.
They're doing a tush push.
They are. Look at this.
It's the tush push.
The NFL just banned this.
Yeah.
Look at that guy right there. Look at the guy with the bald head with the beard with a huge margarita just trying to enjoy his night.
Can you imagine?
No. Yeah, I can actually.
You're out trying to enjoy a nice dinner with the family.
Yep, nice strip steak.
These people can't control themselves.
What started it?
They were out of cinnamon butter.
Nothing.
Which, by the way, the cinnamon butter is awful. Awful. Of all the things you can put on the rolls, awful. Yeah. Regular butter, cream cheese, olive oil and seasoning, so many things. Cinnamon butter, terrible. That's apparently their staple.
Yeah.
That's a decent fight. That's pretty good. Yeah. Wait, what's up with all the wigs? Why is that a thing? Mm. Is that a fashion thing? Is that okay. They're so you shave your head and then wear a wig. Like, you know, if I had a full head of hair, I never would have shaved my head. And nor would I put on a Frank Luntz rug
to cover it. I would love to see you one day just wear a bad toupee.
All right, here's what we'll do.
I think that would be hysterical.
We've got well-connected people in every endeavor of life.
Yeah.
Somebody out there in the hair community, find me a rug.
I have it. I have one.
Oh, my God.
You do?
I have it for you.
Okay, I will wear it for one show.
Listen. Somebody coming out to Piazza Auto Group... Mercedes-Benz of Westchester on Friday.
And it better not be your pet's hair that you shave.
We'll be out there from 6 a.m. till noon. So Kale and Company, Into the Dawn Show, we'll all be out there till noon.
Yeah, I'll shave my...
Shave my
bikini.
Come out and bring Nick a wig that he will have to wear the entire broadcast.
Yes.
Will you do it?
Oh, yeah, 1,000%. Awesome. Yeah.
This Friday, June 6th, come out, the 1260 Wilmington Pike in Westchester there. We'll be broadcasting live right out front. You can't miss us. We're going to be broadcasting right out front. It's going to be a beautiful day. Bring out a wig. Nick Hale will wear the entire day.
Yes.
I love this.
And while we're at the Roadhouse issue, by the way, you got to go with the fried onions and the melted cheese on top of the steak. No steak sauce. Steak sauce is a violation.
Steaks don't need sauce.
I agree.
It's ridiculous that these places...
A1 is for kids.
It's ridiculous that these places put stuff on steak. Yep. Just give me a good...
Salt and pepper.
Yeah. Not even salt. Pepper.
Just pepper? Yeah. No, I gotta go salt, man. No, salt, pepper. I tell you what...
Before you put it in, you put a little olive oil on it, let it rest a little bit. Yeah. Then you put the pepper on, and then you put it on the grill for like 6 minutes.
You ever reverse sear a tomahawk ribeye?
No.
You do it outside on the grill and then you pop it in the oven for...
Starving. 9:16 in the morning. Starving for a steak.
I am ready for heart failure.
All right. Let's get into the tipping thing real fast. This is a...
By the way, I have a tipping story we could talk about as well.
This woman, she works at the Oakland, which is a restaurant in Michigan. This has got six.
Oakland, Michigan.
Okay. Yeah. So she goes through a list of... This is on TikTok. She goes through a list of how much people tip her. Like, so she has her receipts. The tipping is atrocious.
And this is just a run-of-the-mill restaurant?
How much a table of six ladies?
Six ladies?
I'm looking at you, Stensland. Six ladies. How much did a table?
I'm a really good tipper.
I got the cast of The View.
Of six ladies, how much did they tip?
Okay. Well, I will tell you, there's one woman that represents me because she knew all of her friends or family were cheap. And so she does, like, over 30%. But unfortunately, her ticket was only like $20, but there is one woman who tries to overcompensate for the other tightwads.
Yeah. By the way, Chris Eppolito has a great point. If you're coming out on Friday to Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, where we will be getting pets adopted, dogs adopted, so come out for that. We need a rainbow wig because it's the season.
You want me to wear a clown wig?
A rainbow.
Put a red nose on too. Paint my face.
All right, tipping. Roll this.
We're going to see how much a table of six women tipped. First one, total was $51. They left $9.
All right, hang on.
That's
stop.
Just
there,
under 20%.
So, $51.
$9 to $50.
A $9 tip.
It's about 18%, roughly. That's basically the basic recommend. When they give you the recommended tips on the thing, when it's printed out, it's usually like 18% is the starting one.
Yeah.
Then it's 20 and 25.
So, we don't have any issues with that?
18%, roughly 19%. No, I'm good with that.
51, so I'm going to write these down. So it was 51.
$9.
Yeah, hold on. I got my calculator. All right. Team effort here. 9 divided by 51.
Here's the thing.
17.6%.
But the 51, because I'm obsessed with this story. So I did look. I froze it and looked at it like 3 o'clock this morning. I was looking at this. So here's the thing. She's going with, they have 6% sales tax in Michigan.
Oh, listen. Look at Dawn doing research.
Because I did look all this up.
You're researching tips at 3 in the morning?
So the thing about it is, I'm ready for you guys. So the thing about it is, $51. So think about that. They're actually tipping on a smaller, it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not great. I would have done $10, but technically you're not supposed to tip
and,
on the tax.
Well, and by the way, we have no idea how her performance was as the server.
51.09, that's an easy $60. Yeah. Bucks, you know what I mean? Maybe you don't have a one if you're paying for cash.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Phil, we're going to try and go through these one by one. So
acceptable.
Back them up a couple seconds.
Yep.
All right, next one. There you go.
So left $9. Second one, total of $32. Zero.
Zero. $32.
Zero.
Shame.
Violation.
That is horrendous.
Yeah.
Shame.
But you're right, Nick. You're right. We don't know how good or bad she did.
Right.
Even if you're bad service, you don't give zero.
No.
Yeah, it's just low energy.
Right.
All right.
$55. $0 tip.
Wow.
It's a sin.
What's with all these people with $0?
Oakland, Michigan, man.
Oh, man.
And this restaurant has three different locations because I did look it up in that area too.
Okay.
Oh, so maybe this is not the Michigan one?
No, it is a Michigan one, but there are three different locations. But it's not heavily. I looked at the prices, I looked at the menu. It's pretty average.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Box left $6.
Wait, hang on. Can you back that up a little bit? Thank you, Phil. You're doing a good job here.
$6. $21 left $7.
That's 33%.
$21 left $7.
That's the third.
That's a good one.
That's legendary. You're not getting better than that.
So all right. So like, let's do this. Let's do this math. So she got $9, $7, and $6.
Yep.
And then two with zero. So you add that up, that's what, 9 plus 7 is what?
23.
$23.
Yeah.
And she did 5 tables.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's awful.
It's horrendous.
Right, when you do it that way, it's bad.
Right, keep going.
$3 left, $4.
Wait, hang on. Can you back that up one more time? How many?
4 into 23, I think.
There you go.
Left 7, and then $23 left, $4.
That's 17%.
Which isn't horrible, because the bill was actually, if you... Yeah. Take off the 6% sales tax was like $21.
Yeah, that's acceptable.
So that's not
passing grade.
Yeah,
but if you add it up, $28 and she served 6 tables.
Yeah.
No, that's 6. I thought she said 6. Are they 6 women at one table getting separate checks? Which, by the way, is such a pain.
It is. It is a pain in the butt.
No, this is.
Or is it all separate?
The whole separate check thing as adults.
Yeah.
Like when you're, when we were in high school and we had our little 5th, 6th, and 7th period, 3-period senior lunch.
Agreed.
And we all went to Pizza Hut and had the $4.99 all-you-can-eat pizza buffet. And then we had loose change. I understand why you want to separate the bill. But as a grown adult, somebody just pick up the tab and then say,
Agreed.
Hey, Venmo me your portion or whatever.
Agreed.
Good God.
Agreed.
Nickel and dimers out there.
Play. All right.
She seems, because she's, say what she says at the end.
Go back.
She's sweet.
Go back a little bit, Phil. All right, there you go.
Left 7, and then $23 left, $4. So I am grateful for any tip, but would prefer 20%.
All right, I'm grateful for any tip, but I would prefer 20%.
Yes. Let me ask you this. What happens if you are in the heat of the moment during Fight Club at a restaurant?
Uh-uh.
Does that affect your tipping ability?
If it's a good fight, I'm tipping more.
That's a good one.
I've got this in front of me. I just wanted to mention this. I've been sitting on this for like a month. Outkick had the 6 absolute worst places for tipping. And I just want to go through these quickly. Coffee shop, valet parking, bathroom tipping, concession stand vendors, haircut, and food delivery.
All right, so here's... First of all, you should never tip somebody for handing you a cup of coffee, even if they're making a mocha latte freak,
right.
F you.
We agree. I had 0%. Maybe I give you the loose change from breaking.
Well, I'm a sucker. I tip everybody. So yes,
okay.
but that's, you shouldn't.
Okay.
Bathroom attendance is the biggest scam I've ever seen in my life. Like
it is, but dude, if you're willing to take that job. And if I have a dollar or two in my pocket.
If they're cleaning the bathroom, that's different.
Dude, there's people sitting in there waiting for you to finish, and they hand you a paper towel.
I am. If I go into a restaurant and there's a bathroom attendant in there, I'm walking out.
Well, it's odd.
I won't do it.
It's weird.
It's weird, man.
Right. I mean, to take that job.
Because then you have to sit there and talk to them and
you don't. Just give them the money.
They're like
hand them 2 ones. Thanks,
they're
bro.
Like whistling. Like I don't need shaving like a cologne. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to brush my teeth.
Well,
I just need to wash my hands and leave.
But in some of these high end places, I mean, you have to tip. Like at a golf club, at a private golf club, you know, there's the locker room attendant. You give them a couple of bucks. Like that.
Okay,
that,
fine. Yeah. But not a bathroom attendant. That's just weird. What's the other one?
Valet.
Valet, you always tip.
I jotted down.
So wait.
I wrote 15%.
Here's the thing with valets. Do you tip when they take your car away or when they bring it back?
When they come back.
What if it's a different person?
Well, then that person gets it. Unless they, do they have a community pot anyway?
I don't know.
Is it all divvied up?
If you want your car, you know when everybody's standing there?
Yeah.
If you want your car, tip that person.
What do you?
When they get the car and then tip on the other side too.
Do you give them a five?
I jotted down 15%. So
15% of what? The parking?
I mean, if it's 25 bucks, I give them $5, I guess. I know that's 20%, but okay. Yeah, roughly that.
All right. What's the other one?
Concession stands and vendors. Zero.
No, yeah, come on.
Zero.
This thing where you go to sporting events or concerts and, you know, beers are $15
anyway.
Yeah,
I'm going to tip you for a $15 beer?
No, absolutely not.
Haircut. I wrote yes, and I wrote 30%. I remember my haircut used to be $30, and I would give him $10 on top.
The woman who cuts my son's hair is a wonderful human, and I know she doesn't make a lot of money doing this. Or I'm assuming. I shouldn't say I know that, but I'm assuming. So I always overtip her because she hangs out. She talks with my son. Like it's great. It's great.
So when you get
$20
when you get your
$20
hair, your hair did. You tip?
Yeah.
Of course.
How often do you get your hair done, Dawn?
Did.
Every
did
2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? You go to like a real high-end bougie like salon?
Nope. I go to Haircuttery in Flower Town. They're
really?
Fabulous.
With the common folk?
Because Haircuttery, it's like the Lens Crafters. It's about an hour. No matter what you're getting done, it's less than an hour. Because I have no patience. Look at me. You know what I mean? To sit there.
You deal with
I
Greg and I 20
it.
Hours.
Woman, gay guy, straight guy, who usually does your hair?
Women.
Okay.
How about you, stalker?
Oh, I go to this,
bougie.
I go to the same woman I've gone to for 15 years. And before that, I went to the same person for another 15 years.
She's a stylist?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay. You don't go to a barber?
No, barber. Come on.
So what do you, I mean, I see every now and then you get your little trim and
I just
you come in a little shorter. What do you tell them?
I just trim it.
Just, hey, Susie, trim a little
off
the edges?
She knows me. She does a great job. Again, I tip her.
Take an inch off or something?
I tip her very well. She knows exactly what to do. I barely have to tell her, and she does a great job. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going in there for like a perm.
Yeah.
I'm just going in there to get a couple inches taken off.
Yeah. Remember one of those big things that would go over your head for the ladies with the perms?
Yeah.
Ugh.
When I used to get frosted tips, I used to have to put them
on my head. Oh, we got to have a picture.
Did you have the little tin foil
to
get the hair dye?
Of course. So bad for you. All right, we have to break.
All right, that'll do it. By the way, that was Fight Club, I think.
No, that was also tipping.
Yes, and tipping.
Yeah.
Kale and Company, back after this.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Time for a Dawn Stensland Big 3 at 9:30.
It's the Big 3 and 9 on Kale and Company.
Number one, this is a story that's not getting a ton of play. It's a dad in Pennsylvania, father savagely beaten right in front of his wife and one-year-old child. This was a very violent road rage attack that happened just yesterday. This is in Pennsylvania, according to Pennsylvania State Police. So they've released some photograph images of those suspects. The assault happened at the intersection of West Granada Avenue and Ridge Road. This is Derry Township Police Department releasing this, as well as Pennsylvania State Police releasing this information. The victim, they say, was driving with his family. He tried to, according to him and the witnesses, he was trying to avoid these two speeding vehicles that looked like maybe they were speeding each other, a black BMW sedan, a white sport-style motorcycle. And these suspects, they say, boxed in the family's vehicle with the man, the dad driving, his wife, the one-year-old child in the car seat, just beat this guy more than 20 times in his face. He had to be hot. He's hospitalized right now.
And this is, you said, Conshohocken, Plymouth?
Yeah. so bizarre.
Do we have a description of the assailants?
This is your point.
And this is in Plymouth White Marsh, correct?
It's not Plymouth White Marsh, but they're saying that the description is, and they released photographs.
Oh, good.
A Middle Eastern man, early 20s, mustache, long dark hair in a bun. He was driving the BMW. Then a motorcyclist wearing black skinny jeans, white sneakers, black hoodie, large white graphic on the back. And a black helmet. He's harder to see. His identity is concealed by that motorcycle helmet. And I guess there was also a white woman with long blonde hair in the BMW with the BMW driver. So they've released all of this information, but they're asking, you know, the public. But this man was just brutally beaten.
Now, I know with Boulder, Colorado, we couldn't say it was terrorism until CNN told us it was allowed. Is this an anti-Semitic attack, or am I not allowed to ask that question?
Nick, I thought the same thing, but here's the other piece of it. Do they perceive that he's a Jewish person for some reason?
Right, because again, you know, a hate crime is based on the actual proof or what you perceive somebody to be.
Yeah.
Just wondering. I don't want any ragtag newspaper outlet to, you know, fill up 700 words on my talk show pontifications. Because, you know, in talk radio, you have to wait for everything to be 100% proven before you can talk about it. Imagine doing a talk show that way.
Yes. So we have that going on, that story and that search for that suspect, those suspects, and they are considered dangerous. I mean, this man, they beat the pulp out of him.
Unbelievable.
So we're following that story for you. Very important story. Number two, because we mentioned Jersey, I just want to remind you that, in fact, we do have a situation where right now that early voting in person in New Jersey, or it's your last day to apply for that mail-in. So just remember that. Delaware, the state of Delaware, banning red dye 40 in schools.
Oh.
And so that they've made that official. And I'm just seeing a developing story. There's a huge earthquake, 5.8 on the Richter scale earthquake, rattling a coastal town in Turkey with multiple injuries. So good thing they don't have those peace talks between Ukraine and Russia going on there.
Yep.
Although we're waiting for word on that situation.
All right.
That's your big three.
All right, Dawn. Thank you very much. 855-839-1210. Do I have time for a story here? I was going to mention something.
We should break first, but okay. Dawn should talk to us about Piazza.
Yes. My friends, you got to level up all the fun this summer in a new Civic hybrid sedan or maybe a hatchback for my friends at Piazza Honda. The Civic hybrid, receiving the honor of being named the 2025 North American Car of the Year. And this is impressive. Either 50 city miles or 47 highway MPG rating, the sporty Civic sedan, now coming with the efficiency and the excitement of the hybrid performance. Just visit them. Piazza Honda of Philadelphia. So I have the HERV, the HRV. Love it. It's very sporty. I went to Piazza Honda of Philadelphia, but they're also across our region. Langhorne, Pottstown, Reading, or Springfield. Do this today with Piazza. You can browse more than 200 hybrid vehicles online. PiazzaHonda.com, PIAZZA, PiazzaHonda.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Tony Bruno will join us coming up at 7:45. We also have our veteran spotlight right around this time tomorrow, and again, of course, on Friday, we will be out at Piazza Auto, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Brandywine SPCA, so that'll be very cool. Wife is mad at me. Dawn, I know, Dawn, you have an update on the tipping and the dollars. Yeah. Wife says, you're wrong. You need to tip concession stands. They work just as hard.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so apparently, because they are technically servers, my wife, I've told you, my in-laws own a concession and catering business. And one of their big events every year is Music Fest, and my wife works it, so I still...
They're doing all the prep. They're,
Well, and they're waiting on you in lines, right? And they're running back, and here's your fries, here's your drink, here's your lemonade, you know, $20, here's when we swipe your card. They're doing, like, three different things at once. I still think asking for a tip, though, is out of line there. Like, if somebody throws in some money, you know, in, like, a plastic cup, but, like, 20%...
The problem is with the plastic cup is that then it's just, if you don't put something in there, the concessions are looking at you like...
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Right. But, you know, you throw in your change or a couple of bucks. Every now and then there's somebody that will, like, throw, like, a $10 bill in there. I'm like, look at you, man. That's nice work.
We go, David and I go to this poke bowl place. We love it.
Oh,
in
love
Lafayette.
Oh my
God. In Lafayette Hill, it's a really good one.
Yeah.
So I never have cash. So then every once in a while, because we go there all the time, I'll give him like a 20. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because it's your regular person.
I do that too. With certain places that I know that they know me, I'll give them you know, something I have and then not give them something for the next couple of times. By the way, Larry checks in on he emailed me and he says they always tip in cash. Servers and bartenders appreciate cash.
Yeah.
Sure.
I would too. I just never have cash on me.
Same here.
So the problem for the server that you showed is that for the 200, and we tallied it up, so for the pre-tax, so it's $228 plus the 6% sales tax, so it's $228. What the state does is the state charges her.
Yeah.
So she has to pay on that. She pays 4 to 6% on it. So that means what she took home without being taxed was like 5%.
You know what,
speaking
of
what I'm
that,
saying?
You know what's also a huge ripoff? Are these payment processors with the cards, the machines?
Yes.
The percentages that they charge these small businesses, which is why now they use those little white squares and they're crap. Your card never gets read correctly, but they only charge like a 1.5%. And that's what you get what you pay for.
Gern Blanston on the YouTube chat says you guys should leave advice as a tip. Don't go into radio.
Vote for Trump if you go to Jersey.
Oh, God. All right. Philip is in here. He's ready to go. Let's start with the movies like we always do. Jimmy Kelly's back, and it's time for the Morning Mystery Movie Clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery Movie Clip on Kale & Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Who is it?
Mr. Pizza Guy.
Again?
Mr. Pizza Guy, sir.
Four of the deviled cheese and sausage.
Right here, dude. We certainly did nothing wrong with a little feast on our time.
It is our time. Yours, mine, and everyone else's in this room. Hamilton, Brandt, Kornfeld, up front. Be my guest. Help yourselves. Get a good one.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Can I ask a question, Cal, before you give the prize?
What's the relevance of that clip?
No. I know what it is.
Go to what?
Do you know the movie?
No, I don't know the movie, but I think the reason...
He doesn't know the movie?
No.
Oh, God.
I think the relevance is because Jimmy Kelly saw the pizza boxes in the street of Philly.
Yes, I get the relevance.
Okay.
I get the relevance.
Yeah, I don't
I just
know the movie.
Want to know if you... Oh,
no.
God.
Then again, should I know this?
Yes!
Then again, Greg, he likes Slim Biscuit.
That's
and I did it all for the Nookie. The Nookie.
Phil.
So you can take that.
Phil from downtown. It's true. It's true.
Everybody's dropping elbow smashes these
days.
Any
fan of Limp Bizkit does not know this movie. Dawn, you know the movie.
I was 14. I'm not saying I like him now. I'm saying when I go back and listen to it that I think
it's
good.
Wait,
I don't know the movie.
Oh, for God's sake.
I don't. Some pop culture stuff I'm bad with.
All right.
Sorry.
Starting Monday, the Greg and Phil show. You're both fired.
Greg, Phil, and Jimmy.
Yeah.
We'll go to a movie.
You know, I would actually really pay. I would. Here's what we got to do. Dawn, we should get like a maintenance day, a mental health day.
No, you're not.
We stay
anything.
Home and we will listen to Phil, Greg, and Jimmy do the show for 4 hours.
I'll.
And we'll troll them.
And then we'll be appreciated.
I'll flip my lid.
By the way, if you know that movie clip, be caller 12, 855-839-1210. You will get a $50 gift card to Gallows Seafood at Harv's Burger Bar, Northeast Philadelphia. Visit them online at gallowsandburgerbar.com. From the movies to the music, and today in music history.
Look at all these people that know this, by the way. Music history. Phone lines are full.
Today, June 3rd, we celebrate the birthdays of Susie Quattro, who's 75. Ian Hunter from Mott the Hoople, who's 86. Doro Pesch from Warlock, who's 61. And Kerry King from Slayer, who's also 61. Heavenly birthday shout-out to Michael Clark from The Byrds. We also lost Muhammad Ali on this day in 2016. Single Coot, Take It Easy by the Eagles in 72. Album Coot, Exodus by Bob Marley and the Wailers in 77. Deep Purple in Iraq in 70. Album of the Year by Faith No More in 97. And Undeniable by Hell Yeah in 2016. Also in 70, Ray Davies of the Kinks was forced to make a 6,000-mile round trip from New York to London to record one word in a song. He had to change the word Coca-Cola to Cherry Cola in the single Lola due to an advertising ban at BBC Radio.
Oh, is that true?
That's true.
Wow.
In 2000, you'll like this one, Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw were arrested in Buffalo after Chesney ran away with a Mounted Reserve deputy's horse. At trial, they're found not guilty.
Is there a version of that Lola song with Coca-Cola in it? Or is it just Cherry Cola?
I don't know.
I was just listening to the live version of that over the weekend. That's such a great song.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
After Chesney ran away with the mounted horse...
Sorry, I didn't interrupt you.
I'm like, where am I?
If you have any questions, feel free to jump in.
At trial, they're found not guilty, by the way. It's true. He said he thought he had permission to get on the horse. In 93, Midnight Oil is on MTV's Unplugged. In 2006, Metallica performed the album Master of Puppets in its entirety for the first time. And since they haven't had much Elvis news lately, today in 53, Elvis graduated high school. But lastly,
did he have a graduation
ceremony? Oh, God. He graduated high school. That's music news.
It is. It's Elvis Presley. You're welcome, Linda. And lastly, since we talked about the calendar earlier,
Priscilla was being born as he was graduating high school.
I prefer to celebrate these two current holidays. And yes, they are real. It's America the Beautiful Week, and it's also National Steakhouse Month. For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Lomquist. They're all relevant to what we're talking about today.
That explains why we had a brawl at Texas Roadhouse.
Yes, that is true.
Brian is in Yardley. Wait a minute. All right. Brian, give us the answer.
It is Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Come on.
Sean Penn. Was Sean Penn in that scene that we just played? Because I've seen
this
movie.
It's a young Sean Penn.
Right.
Okay, now I know it.
Yes. No, I've seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Brian.
I have no recollection of that scene.
Brian, starting on Monday, it's going to be Brian and Company on 1210 WPHK.
We're going to be live in Yardley for the rest of the year.
Oh, my Lord.
All right, Brian, you got the gift card. Congrats, brother.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
There it is. You got it. See, and it's a good movie, but it's not The Breakfast Club. If we're talking 80s,
it's way better than Breakfast Club.
No way.
No.
80s high school movies. 80s high school movies.
It's the original 80s high school movie.
Doesn't matter.
1982.
Yeah, Breakfast Club was what, 84?
Yes.
It's fine.
It was first. It was first.
Doesn't mean it's the best.
How dare you. Phil Beaton.
I was Greg.
Thank you. Breakfast Club, great movie. No. Don't get me wrong. Great movie.
Yes, great movie.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Not the Ridge.
Better.
Dawn, save us. What do you got coming up?
We have, there's so much breaking news with Trump, with the big, beautiful bill, with the Senate. We've got Philadelphia City Council. I want to bring some updates on that, whatever happened with the wealth tax. So we got Philadelphia news. We got a ton of Jersey news as well. So we got it all covered. Great guests, great show. Stay right there.
I got Zioli on TV again.
Does he ever come to the studio?
How good he looks.
Oh, stop.
And we'll do we'll replay Zioli. You won't miss a thing.
Oh, God.
Mama Zioli, you could just...
Your job is here.
Look at my
Philadelphia. 3 to 7.
Three to seven.
It stop with Fox News.
It also doesn't
they
say
don't
PhD
pay
on
you.
There either.
Pay you. Stop with Fox News.
Wait a minute. He doesn't get this. So his compensation is the national exposure. He's not paid to go there?
That's
are they
my
saying
Richie. He
Philadelphia
looks so
radio host on there? Nope. It does us nothing. It's enhancing his brand, enhancing ours nuns.
I looked it up last week when I was texting him and busting his chops about being back in city. It's 90 miles each way.
They pick him up.
180 mile round trip to go to that hellhole of a city?
For a 6 minute hit. Give me a break.
Richard.
All right, we have to go.
You up.
Rich, if they ever need me, let me know.
Rich.
But I charge.
By the way, Rich knows I love him.
He does. Well, don't worry. You're not going to miss a thing. We'll just turn that around and play Zioli.
No, you're not. I forbid it.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Greg just lost his mind at 9:53. Stay tuned. Dawn is up next. Have a great day. We'll talk to you Wednesday.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.